Chapter 21, Abbé de Fontaine, 6 p.m. De Roquefort faced the gathering. The sight was impressive. The Red Cross patee of four equal arms, wide at the ends, adorned every chest. A white hood covered each head. A crimson belt wrapped the waist. Once a consistory convened, rule required that the marshal chair the proceeding. It was a way to balance the influence of any seneschal.
"My brothers," de Roquefort called out, "this is our time of renewal. We must choose a master."
De Roquefort raised his head and made eye contact with the other four officers. Two were ready to support him. The chaplain, though, who supervised all spiritual aspects, was a problem. De Roquefort had never been able to secure anything from the Venetian.
"Brothers, the consistory is convened. It is time to nominate the conclave."
The procedure was deceptively simple. One name was chosen from a cauldron that contained all of the brothers' names. Then that man freely chose another. Back to the cauldron for the next name until 10 were designated. The system diminished greatly any opportunity for organized bias. De Roquefort, as marshal, and the seneschal were automatically included, making 12. A 2/3 vote was needed to achieve election. De Roquefort watched as the selections were made. Many were his followers, yet the randomness had allowed several to be included whose allegiance was, at best, questionable. The 10 men stepped forward.
"We have a conclave," de Roquefort declared. "Let us begin."
The conclave was not a secret affair. Instead, the nomination, discussion, and vote would take place before the entire Brotherhood. But rule mandated that not a sound be uttered by the spectators. De Roquefort and the seneschal took their place with the others. One of the 12, an older knight with a thick gray beard, said,
"Our marshal should be our next master. I place him in contention."
Two more gave their consent, and the nominee was accepted. Another of the 12, an artisan, stepped forward.
"I place the seneschal in contention."
Two more nodded their assent. De Roquefort stood rigid. The battle lines were drawn. Let the war begin.